Hello, everybody. This is Michael Luton speaking to you today from high above Manhattan's fashionable Flatiron District. Have you met your rat yet? Oh, but you must. Everybody who's anybody has already met their rat. Well, maybe not everybody, but here are three possible situations. If you've been in a relationship for any serious length of time, you've certainly met your rat. In fact, you're now mulling it over for the 8 millionth time whether or not you want to go on coping with it. If you're currently in a new relationship, you could be meeting your rat for the first time and getting acquainted with the little dear. It's a shock when you first encounter it, though. You can't believe it's happening. You're stunned into denial, hoping things will be the way you thought they'd be. And there's a third possibility, too. If you're not in any relationship at all, then you're probably tired of sleeping alone. And you're yearning, hoping, and wishing for someone who'd appear just for you. Somebody strong and gentle at the same time, smart, sensitive, loving, and caring, sexy and loyal. Rats need not apply. Or so you think. Because you see, the sun is now applying to a conjunction with Saturn in Libra. And like it or not, you are seeing yourself in relationship with all the realities and hassles that go right along with living in close proximity to another human being. The rat we are talking about is the irritant you'd rather not have to look at in any partnership, but you'd better do it now. On another note, this is a 2-year transit, so it might help to get the Saturn and Libra message offered on our website if you don't already have it. That's the one with the bride and groom toting guns. And here's something, in a couple of weeks, watch for the online edition of the book everybody loves, Made in Heaven, the astrology of why the people you are attracted to eventually drive you crazy and what you can do about it. Hey, people have problems. They've got baggage. And Saturn in Libra is the most auspicious period to look squarely at yourself and anybody else who matters to you in business or personal life. It would be easy to sweep it under the rug in the interest of peace. Don't do it. If you spot something, you're probably right. Confront it. Deal with it now. It may not be pleasant, but it'll save you grief in the long run. That is a promise. This is WOAO, World Orbiting Astrological Observatory.